Someone sent me a picture of the Sunday Times in Gitmo Nation East, and it was beautiful. I can't actually find the article online, unfortunately, but it's a two pager, and of course the Sunday Times is full color. And you see a picture of a husband. He's bare-chested. He's a buff-looking guy. His kid is on his shoulders, smiling, wearing a rather oversized watch. And I guess it's either his wife or his other kid. Yeah, I think it's his other kid, also wearing a colored oversized watch. And and across two pages right there in the middle, it says, "Tag them to set them free. Want to keep tabs on your children without stifling them? Ed Chipperfield tracks down 5 devices that let parents do just that." And there's all these devices and these colorful watches and stuff that essentially track your kid. That's like tagging your kid.
Wow.
With, let's see, they have the iSika Family Pack. So you can get a whole bunch of little watches to strap if you have more than one kid. The Buddy Personal, the Loxu Nu MS, the Wireless Digital Child Tracker, the Cool Tracks Light, cool spelt with a K, is a beautiful, it's a beautiful thing. And of course, everyone's like, "Yeah, it's a good idea." And that dad looks like a perfect dad. So I think I want to be like him and tag my kid.
Well, this is kind of there's this. Let me just read from the iSika website, iSika Family Pack, the RF10. handheld bait. This is like for little kids. It's like babies. Handheld base unit can find a wandering child up to an amazing 1/4 mile away.
you can fart and the kid will still smell it from that distance.
It's bullcrap. It's useless. Yeah. I guess it's handy if you're walking around. This would be, you know, a lot of times when a lot of parents have kids that are like to wander off, and when you go to the airport, it's kind of frightening.
I love it when they have the kids on a leash.
I've done that.
No. With which one?
Actually, with Jay, we had her on a leash for a while. And I think Jay was on a leash.
I am so against that. That is so wrong.
There's a bunch of people that use this. It works great.
The worst
thing is to have the kid running, because these kids like to take off like a rocket.
What are you? Do you have a Zimmer frame? What's wrong with you, man? Hold on to the kid's hand. No, I am so against this. Whenever I see that, I give these parents scowling looks. That's not okay. Well, put your kid on a leash.
You had one kid.
So anyway. So my kid wandered off. I kept my eye on her. Put your kid on a leash.
Kids, what do you do?
Put your kid. Did you have a little shocker for when they left the yard?
Absolutely.
This is outrageous. Of all people, you homeschool your kids, yet you put them on a leash. I don't know, man. It's a dichotomy.
They're little kids. They don't mind. They don't care. So anyway,
No, they grow up interestingly. I'm not going to say anything about your kids because I love them. And it turned out fine, obviously. So apparently, in your case, there was no negative effects. But it's weird.
You see it once. Well, you don't see it was more popular about 10, 15 years ago than it is today because of people like you, bigots, anti-leash bigots.
Yeah, that's right. I just blew my secondhand marijuana smoke in her face so she would calm down. Worked like a charm. I never put her on her leash, though. Let me tell you that.
So anyway, this seems like just something for the at the airport. This might come in handy if the kid, or the store. You know, one of the things my wife pointed out.
Did you yank him back when, like, come here? You know, like a yank, the little tug, so they could teach him.
They just get to the end of the leash and they just stop moving. You don't have to. It's not a choke chain.
Was it one of those with like
the kid in a choke chain? Yep.
Did you have like a reel on it so you could let him walk a little bit and then reel him back in? Is that one of those like the real dog things?
Maybe. I don't know.
Did you carry a plastic bag around to clean up after them? Did you carry a plastic bag to pick up their poop? All right, I'm done.
You had some good material there. Not commercial, but it was acceptable. Open mic.
Yeah, open. It's open mic night here on No Agenda, everybody. I'll be here all week.
So